Isaias Supreme Court to review ZC rulings, read by Michael Cuser and read by an automated voice. By Michael Cuser. Well, power producers joined the Electric Power Supply Association on Monday in petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court to review appellate court rulings holding the New York and Illinois Zero Emission Credit Program. September, both the 2nd and 7th U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeals rejected claims by EPSA and others that New York's and Illinois' ZCs respectively intrude on FERC jurisdiction. ESA on January 7 petitioned the Supreme Court for writs of certiorari to review both decisions. The group was joined on the Second Circuit petition by NRG Energy, with the New York Public Service Commission in Exxon and its three New York nuclear plants named as defendants. Pine joined the Seventh Circuit petition in the case against the Illinois Power Agency, the Illinois Commerce Commission, and Exxon. Owns by Byron Generating Station's two nuclear reactors in Illinois produce more than 2,300 megawatts of electricity. An upper glacier. New York PSC created the ZEC program in August 2016 as part of its Clean Energy Standard, which set a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by 2030. PSC said it designed the program to avoid the issues behind the Supreme Court's April 2016 ruling in Hughes v. Tillen, which voided Maryland regulators' contract with a natural gas plant as an intrusion into federal jurisdiction over wholesale power markets. Concert said that ZECs, like renewable energy credits, are certifications of an energy attribute separate from the purchase or sale of wholesale energy. Though the ZEC program in Quat exerts downward pressure on wholesale electricity rates, that incidental effect is insufficient to state a claim for field preemption under the Quat Federal Power Act. Court noted that the PSC avoided the defects of the Maryland contract for differences, which required the generator to participate in PJM's capacity market. EPSA Act ZECs from a different angle and it depends. Quat, the question presented is whether the FPA preempts only state subsidies that explicitly require a wholesale generator to sell its output in FERC-approved auctions, or whether the FPA also preempts state subsidies that lack such an express requirement, but that by design subsidize only generators that sell their entire output via such auctions, thereby achieving the same effect, in Quat, both. Quat, this is not a situation in which FERC percolation in the Courts of Appeals is warranted. The delay risks long-term distortion of the energy markets, in Quat, the petition said. Quat, the programs already in place are causing multi-billion dollar distortions and skewing decisions about long-term investment in energy generation, in Quat. The petition on the Illinois ruling said the Seventh Circuit's in Quat decision also rests on an erroneous understanding of the structure and operation of the Illinois ZEC program, in Quat, and that while in Quat, these factual and procedural errors were addressed in a rehearing petition, the court took no correct, in Quat. U.S. Supreme Court. Old wine in new barrels. PESCO director of the Electricity Law Initiative at Harvard Law School said, in Quat, these arguments about the text of the FPA and the court's 2016 Hughes decision largely repeat the generator's briefs filed at the Second and Seventh Circuits. Rejecting these arguments, the Second Circuit panel found it telling that the generators cannot persuasively explain why FERC's holding disclaiming jurisdiction over REZs does not apply equally to ZECs, in Quat. Pointed out that Anx briefs filed at the appellate courts claim that, in Quad A decision endorsing petition sweeping view of FERC's authority over all payments received by generators, would threaten existing renewable energy programs and deny FERC the opportunity to harmonize its market regulation with state program. In Quad. The Circuit's opinion cited the Hughes ruling, in which the Supreme Court said it did not intend in Quad to foreclose states from encouraging production of new or clean generation through measures intended to a generator's wholesale market participation. In Quad. Quad, and that's what Illinois has done, in Quad, the Seventh Circuit said. Quad, to receive a credit, a firm must generate power, but how it sells that power is up to it. It can sell the power in an interstate auction, but need not do so. May choose instead to sell power through bilateral contracts with users or local distribution companies that transmit the power to residences. In Quat. ESAE had contended that Illinois' ZEC program infringed on FERC's jurisdiction by indirectly regulating interstate energy markets by using average auction prices as a component in a formula that affects the cost of the ZECs. The Seventh Circuit found the value of ZECs does not depend on the generated auction offers.